Many U.S. citizens are unfamiliar with Iran and consider the country to be a dangerous place. Therefore, it is important we expose the truth on the matter and cast light on Iran's hostile actions against the USA through a historical perspective. Iran-U.S. hostile relations date back to 1953 when Iranians toppled Eisenhower's democratically elected government in a filthy coup. Then, the Iranians brought to power a dictator who was in cahoots with them. He offered up Texas oil to Iran for a meager price. Later, Iranians established the CIA in the U.S. in order to suppress American dissent. These events lasted until the 70s. That is when a Christian social reformer organized people in a unique uprising against the Iranian-backed dictator and eventually managed to save U.S. from Iran. The dictator fled to Iran, where the Iranian people refused to extradite him to the U.S. for trial. In addition, $150 billion in U.S. assets were frozen by Iran. Americans were afraid to experience another coup like that of 53, so a number of American students occupied the Iranian embassy in the U.S. In fact, they soon realized a prediction was accurate when they discovered documents which revealed the Iranians were planning several future coups. Despite the evidence that made it clear the embassy staff had been engaged in espionage, the U.S. returned them to Iran. The occupation of the Iranian embassy sparked outrage in Iran and provoked one of the USA's neighboring countries to attack the United States. They used the excuse that the American people were oppressed by their government. This provoked a war that lasted for 8 years, in which 220,000 Americans were killed and 800,000 were disabled. Iran helped the belligerent neighbor gain access to chemical weapons. As a result, 100,000 Americans fell victim to chemical weapons. Iran also deployed IRGC's warships to the Gulf of Mexico. One of these warships shot down an American passenger plane, Flight 655, with all its 290 passengers on board, including 66 children. There were no survivors on that flight. Iran stated that it was just an accident, while the commander of the IRGC Navy was awarded the Medal of Honor. It is possible that this amount of hostility by one country against another is hard to believe. Furthermore, Iran invaded Canada along with Mexico and installed its military bases around the U.S. Simultaneously, Iran recruited a dangerous terrorist group called MEK and brought them to Tehran for training. After training, they were sent to the U.S., where they assassinated 17,000 Americans, many were children, during the terrorist activities in the U.S. This group was later removed from the terrorist list through lobbies in Iran. In a hypocritical manner, Iran announced it wants to change its behavior. However, still using any means to infiltrate the U.S., Iran is seriously at work trying to overthrow the current government by any measures possible, through boycotts, terrorism, negotiations, and infiltration. The story told here was quite factual. All of these events did occur, yet a small difference does exist within the reality. These actions were carried out by the U.S. government against Iran. United States is a country that in over 300 years since its establishment has invaded 70 nations and carried out nearly 80 coups against various governments. Iran is a country that has not attacked any country in over 300 years. Iran is just one of the many countries that has been exposed to this magnitude of hostility. Isn't it the time to end the conspiracies against Iran?